Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS.
Not a cast pod, hey rage. Every day she'll make you say, oh my god. She got the scoop on pop culture news. So grab a drink, it ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew.
Yes! I already went live on my IG. I told everyone, come on over. We have so much to talk about here on the Hey Fresh podcast. It is Monday morning and we are live. You guys, welcome to the show. We are your hosts. I'm Sarah Fraser, along with the fabulous Andrea Lopez Comedy. We have a ton to cover in pop culture over the weekend. I feel like there's just no shortage of celebrity dish, age.
Well, there never is. That's why we love celebrities.
So much to get to. And then, you know, in our own personal lives, I moved over the weekend. It's Schmando's birthday. And I'm going to tell you, oh my God, you guys, I'm the worst wife. So I'll tell you that. But first and foremost, we want to remind you guys that the best way to support this podcast is to support our sponsors. RNG Insurance is amazing. We all need renter's insurance. We need car insurance. Schman and I are redoing our car insurance right now with RNG and David Gorman because that is their forte. They're so, so good at that. They can save you money. And guess what? They don't just serve the DMV. I know a lot of you are tuning in, listening from Florida, Delaware, Texas. I'm naming like all the hot COVID states. Why am I like, I guess you guys are on my mind. Oh, California, you know, loaded with COVID. Anyway, so you all, they service like 25 of the 50 states. All right. RNGinsurance.com or hit up our guy, David Gorman Insurance on Instagram. They're the best of the best. What is awesome about RNG is not only have they been in business for over 20 plus years, but they work with multiple carriers so they can get you the best price. If you need, you know, not only renter's insurance, home insurance, auto, life, boom, it's never too early to be thinking about life insurance as well. So we love them. Shout out to Dr. Brian. Do you guys remember the hot doc that was here? Dr. Brian from Pain Arthritis Relief in Rockville. Well, he's back. He's going to be back on live at the end of the show. And I'm just going to say this. There's some chemistry between Dr. Brian and Andrea. There really is. You know, and I know AJ has a man. She got a man, but I'm just saying, I don't know. And today, Dr. Brian is going to be talking about how our health impacts relationships, romantic and, you know, your personal ones at work. All right, great. So what am I supposed to drink a smoothie and then suddenly my boss won't be a dick? Like, I mean, all right, Dr. Brian, we need some help. So he's going to be on later. And then our last sponsor that I want you guys to follow is Amanda.Hodson on Instagram. AmandaHodson, HODSON. Teesprings.com is her website. She's selling these homemade masks. They're made in America. They're reusable. They're washable. Actually, is made in America a thing anymore? Remember when everyone was like, it's made in America. Does anyone care anymore? Probably even better if it's made in Canada. You know, I mean, do we care? Anyway, what I love about Amanda is she's one of our girls. She's a huge Hey Frage podcast fan. So she has really cute designs that are like, you know, back the fuck up. If you can read this mask, get out of my face. They're really cute. They're very confrontational as well, which we also enjoy. Go to her store, buy from her today, teesprings.com/store/Amanda. You can see it in the scroll right there. Support our show by supporting our sponsors. All right, AJ. You know, I moved over the weekend, girl. I'm going to give it, and tomorrow we're going to get into a full recap of my move, because I moved from Arlington, Virginia out to Loudoun County. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't miss a damn dingle-dangle thing about Arlington.
Like, no, not even the 7-Eleven across the street with all the crackheads.
Okay, well, I do miss that, because I've had some of the best moments of my life. You know, I mean, yes. I told you about the lovely transgender woman that wanted to suck Dan off for $10, right? That when we were there, and then I ended up giving her $20 because she was fabulous.
That's incredible. I never heard that story. How did we not ever tell that story?
Oh my God. No. It was the dead of winter. It was a couple years ago when we had one of those massive snowstorms. And poor thing, oh my gosh. Out there. She was trying to turn tricks at the 7-Eleven in Arlington. And I felt so bad. And obviously I think things were not, you know, not everything was firing on all cylinders. So, you know, she came up to us and she wanted to basically give Dan a blowjob. You know, and she was offering like a really special rate. This was even with me there. And I was like, girl, I mean, I want to watch. Like, how much to participate? But anyway, okay. Poor thing. We ended up giving her $20.
Well, then you hit $20 and then no tricks were reported.
Right, and no, she didn't have to suck anyone off. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, I hope that Schmano got a couple tricks from you. It is his birthday.
It is his birthday today. I am such a bad wife. Do you know, we got up this morning around 6:15. That's our usual. It took me almost 3 hours to wish him happy birthday. That's so bad. What?
Sarah, also, this is the first birthday that you're his wife, right?
Yes.
And you didn't. Yes. When it occurred to you this morning, oh, it's Dan's birthday. Wasn't that like something you were thinking about going to sleep? Like, oh, I got to wake up tomorrow, make him breakfast, like wake him up with a BJ.
No, Sarah. I am so, okay, this is terrible. First of all, you know, we're having so much sex because we're trying to have a baby. So we're having like forced sex all the time. You know, because you have to have sex like every other day. You got to keep that semen going inside you. So when you ovulate, you know, it's right there.
I guess so.
So, you know, that it becomes sort of like it's fun, but it's not super romantic.
Yes, so, yes, yes. Forest is never fun. Yes.
Then, no, he doesn't like to celebrate his birthday that much. He refuses to have a celebration of a birthday weekend because he says your birthday is only one day. And that's stupid.
What? Well, yeah. No, it could be a birthday month. I mean, hello, thank Leos. You. We love to celebrate for like years.
Well, yeah. Anyway, and so he doesn't tell me any gifts that he wants. So do you guys know I do not have a gift for him? He told me last week that he wanted like a pair of Adidas sandals, like slide-ons. It was too late to order them to get them here. So what am I going to do? I'm going to head to Wegmans.
You still order them, you psycho. Who cares if they come in late? You are the worst.
I know. And all I can think of is if he did this to me, I'd be pissed.
You'd be so pissed. You'd be so salty and you wouldn't talk to him for a week. And you'd be walking around your Leesburg apartment. He forgot my birthday.
Oh, he knows he wouldn't even try. Like, but but here's the thing. I tell Schman a month before. I'm like, this is what I want. I want this like Chanel bag, or I want this like Kate Spade novelty clutch. Like, he is forewarned. Yes. But with me, he tells me every time, I just want world peace, Sarah. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to buy that? You know?
Okay, you know what? You stick 2 world paper cutouts on your tits and you show them world peace.
Here's world peace. Anyway.
Exactly. Happy birthday, Schman. Love it.
Happy birthday, Schmano. So where do you want to start with so much tea over the weekends from some of our favorite celebrities? Are you feeling like we should do a recap of everything that's going on with Kanye and Kim? Because it is never short of juicy.
It's never short. They always leave us with something. And you know what? This is all going to air on the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So thank you for providing us content. It's always hard when all this stuff comes out and then we have to wait 9 months for everything to come on TV because, you know, they've got to shoot it, then they got to edit it. So we'll see this later on in the season. But yes, let's do a recap.
Well, okay, because for sure now I believe that Kanye obviously is having a mental breakdown. Like, he is in a bipolar, you know, his medication is no longer working or he stopped taking it or whatever. Okay, so right. Here's what you need to know over the weekend. If you didn't already know this, Larsa Pippen, who is Scottie Pippen's ex, I think soon to be ex-wife, they're getting divorced, like, again, they've separated, gotten back together. Anyway, they're Splitsville. So Larsa reportedly had an affair with Tristan after going hard with Jordan Woods when Jordan Woods made out with him. Do you believe these rumors?
No, I don't.
You don't? But
no.
The entire Kardashian family unfollowed Larsa Pippen like Friday. You don't believe it's real?
Well, I did read an article that said they had unfollowed them like months ago, but it's just coming out now and they're using it as clickbait. But the family just like kind of had a falling out with her. It was not over the Tristan thing.
How can they have a falling out with her? She was like, I mean, the main side friend. Are you kidding?
I know, she truly was. I didn't really see her in the show that much. Sometimes she would come up and I'd be like, oh, is that like Chloe? Or she just changed her face? Oh, it's Larsa. Okay. You know, I never could, like, she was only there a little bit. She was a close family friend.
Do you find Scottie Pippen at all attractive? Legendary.
Oh my God. He's like when you order OJ Simpson online and then he shows up at your doorstep and you're like, what is this?
I'm going to tell you, I see OJ a lot on TikTok. Like, all these chicks see him out in Vegas. And I'm like, he is fine. Like, he is fine for an old guy. I mean, obviously, OJ's looking good. Like, his skin and everything, he looks hot.
Oh, him. I thought you were talking about Mr. Pippen. Okay, yes. OJ, I would never say could get it because of all the
absolutely
things he's done.
Absolutely not. Fuck OJ. However, when I'm in Vegas and I look at him, like, I am going to admire him from afar on TikTok. Like, okay. You're not bad for 70 years old.
Mm. Oh, God. So anyway, back to Larsa. Is she going to be back in the clan? Are they going to have a huge reunion? Probably. Well, they're all still going to be friends.
I don't think so. They're not friends with Jordan Woods, are they? Larsa's out. I don't know.
Sorry, Larsa.
I want to head to LA because I want a shot at Tristan's magical cock. I mean, this guy, he gets like, I mean, he breaks up friendships. You know, I mean, he's got kids. Like, this guy, what is it with Tristan? He must be the most, I mean, magical, as to take a word from Paul Wharton, magnanimous person you've ever, like, just be magnanimous. My father always says, be magnanimous. Well, it must be that, right? Because he always has... like so many, you know what I mean? He's always like hooking up with people.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I think he's a man-ho. He a man-ho for show. And I just think that anyone who touches him is thirsty. Like, why else would you talk to...
I think he must be very spiritual. I think he must... It must be like having a conversation with Deepak Chopra. You're just like, wow, okay. I'll do
everything
you.
He has to say. Well, I'll tell you what. The rest of those guys in that family have nothing to say. The only person that has any ounce of a personality is Scott. And thank God for Let the Lord Be With You.
I love the Lord so much.
That's the
I
only
know.
One that has personality. I don't know how they have conversations with these men. Okay.
By the way, did you like the picture? You know, Tristan put out a new look where he had cornrows. Are we into that at all? I thought it was a whole different look. It didn't look like Tristan. I mean, I would think at this point he needs to change his identity because, I mean, all these women must want to kill him. Like, he's so much drama. So maybe
truly. Let me tell you this. He looks like a young version of Little Bow Wow. Do you remember Little Bow Wow? Like,
yes.
Back in the day?
Yes.
That was the vibes. I'm going to pull up a picture, but that was the vibes I was getting. Still looks good, though.
Oh, my God. I love Little Bow Wow. And you know who else I'm into over the weekend? Is Soulja Boy. Because
I love Soulja Boy.
Yeah, but Soulja Boy, like, he's getting all the face tattoos removed because he wants to act. And now Soulja Boy is really fucking hot. Like, I'm not into the face tattoos at all. They just look awful. Okay, Tristan.
Tristan. Well, hold on. So Soulja Boy wants to act in what? Like NYPD? What is he going
to
act
no,
in?
No, like Soulja Boy wants to be in hero movies, apparently. Like Soulja Boy, like Avengers 18. Yes. Like Soulja Boy wants to be legit. So he's getting the tattoos removed from his face.
Okay, well, I think pretty much the makeup and hair and makeup team can do that for you. It's called foundation. They just cover it. It's what actors do all the time.
But, I mean, are you going to go into these meetings? I mean, Soulja Boy has all kinds of things all over that face. I mean, it's like to me if I had a meeting with Post Malone. I'm sure the man is very talented, but I'm very distracted. The barbed wire, the mom. There's so much on the face. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to read a map while you're also trying to audition Post Malone.
Oh God, Post Malone. I can't.
I'm sure he's very talented. I'm just saying I'm lost in the sea of tats. You know, I mean, it's just the face. Anyway, okay, so then wrapping up the Kardashian thing, apparently Kanye went to the hospital over the weekend to try to check himself in for anxiety, invited the paparazzi in, TMZ, all of them are there. Of course, they can't go in with you in the hospital, one, because of COVID, two, it's like patient, you know, hospital, like release issues, hello.
Yes, yes.
So then he goes, don't worry, guys, hang outside, come to my Wyoming ranch. Apparently the paparazzi went there, they waited for hours outside, he let them in, and then he just started speaking some gibberish and they all left.
Sounds like a normal Saturday to me for Kanye.
So that was it. Poor Kanye.
Okay, what? When he does things like this, I think it's completely about publicity because he's bringing in all of the cameras. He wants to open up them to see. And then all of a sudden when they get there, he talks a bunch of gibberish, as you said. And then he's riding around in his RV all over his mountain backyard.
It's so funny when he hops on that little SUV, like he gets on the little dirt bike and I'm okay, I don't know. I mean, with everything going on, should we be on a dirt bike? I, you know, and look, I know he's obviously unmanageable, but right now with obviously having a bipolar, you know, relapse, but anyhow, I guess it was quite chaotic at the ranch. And I'm thinking to myself,
quite chaotic.
You know, you and I did the trip to Area 51. I really feel like we should do a trip to his ranch because I think if we hung out there, you know, I believe at some point the medics showed up. That might have been for his anxiety call, but then he didn't want to be treated.
Right. So then he shows up at the doorstep of the hospital. Here's the pictures in his ugly Yeezys. And okay, so then he goes there for 10 minutes. What does he say to them at the doctor's office, though?
I mean, we're probably never going to know that. Something obviously.
They take his vitals and then that was it.
Blood pressure's good, you know.
Like, okay, head on back home and then jump on your RV. Also, is that blown up picture? He looks massive on that RV.
Well, he's on an ATV, right? He's on his four-wheeler. Yes.
An ATV. Yeah, but okay. Well, I guess next to the ambulance, it just looks the same size. I don't know. It's like he's grown. Anyway, okay. So we don't really know. There's been no closure other than he's hanging out with Jay Biebs.
Jay Biebs went there over the weekend. I think we should go because, you know, Dave Chappelle has been there. Justin Bieber's been there. Hailey Bieber now is there. Why don't we stop in? Hey, it's your favorite podcasters. Just checking in on you.
Well, it's probably not locked up like Area 51.
No, I think we could drive right up to the ranch. Seems like there's a lot going on.
We're podcasters.
We're paparazzi podcasters. Oh, what outlet? HeyFrage.com. Riveting read. You know,
we'll like say we're with TMZ. We're like, oh, we're actually like the female podcast portion of TMZ. We're all connected, though. Let us in.
All connected. All right. I want to switch gears because we are going to have Dr. Brian on here. He's going to be answering questions about how your health impacts relationships in the office or via Zoom right now. And of course, your romantic relationships. But I want to get to Oprah and Regis Philbin. So Oprah Magazine, after 20 years, apparently they've pulled the plug. There will be no more publication of Oprah Magazine. December will be the last issue. Are you upset about this?
I am distraught. I'll tell you why. My grandmother is Mexican and she only speaks Spanish. She speaks a little bit of English. And my connection with her is the O Magazine, okay? She brings me the O Magazine every time because she has a subscription. And our connection is through the O Mag. So she would bring it to me and she's like, esta es para tú. Escríbete. Read it and do the recipes. And I'm like, yes, abuela. And then, you know, I make the recipes in the O Magazine. I've got like a whole stack of them. I love the O Magazine.
Okay, well, you know what? December is it. There's some mixed talk, I guess, if it will be like online, apparently. There's some discussion that they'll keep like a digital version. So maybe you can get your grandmother to log on to www.omagazine.com. O Magazine now.
But you'd think like she has so much time in quarantine. Why not just spend it writing more articles and having her team produce more stuff? I just don't know why. Is it people are not reading magazines anymore? Because I love magazines still.
Well, you know, there's a lot of drama at Hearst Publication, right? So Hearst puts out like Cosmo Magazine. I think they do Esquire. So apparently, and I didn't follow it all that closely, but two of the main editors were forced to resign, I think because of lack of diversity, because racial comments they'd made in the past. So nobody's sure if Oprah pulled the plug on this because of their behavior or if they pulled the plug for Oprah. Like, nobody knows yet the behind the scenes, but it does look like at this point that it is true that it's going away.
When's the last time you read Oprah magazine?
I got to tell you this. The only magazine that I subscribe to is Vanity Fair because I love all the rich drama. Like, they find all these wealthy people and then they just like dig up all the dirt on them. So it's really, really good. But it's like people you haven't necessarily heard of. Like the Winklevoss twins. You know, they're the guys that actually started Facebook. And so like every 2 years, Vanity Fair does like, where are the Winklevosses now? And then it's just these two douchebags on their yacht in Connecticut. And they're like, Mark Zuckerberg stole our idea. And then they're still like looking for love or whatever. But you're like, oh, the Winklevoss boys. Like, okay. And they have like $100 million yacht.
Yes.
So anyway, that's the only magazine that I subscribe to. I love Oprah so much. She's a huge inspiration, but I have not subscribed to O Magazine in, I would say, 5 years.
Okay, I'm hurt and distraught. Okay, I guess I'll just have to tell Abuela, just like, oh, for some reason they're not in stores anymore. I don't know. What do I tell her?
Well, I would think, how old is she? Is she sharp in the mind or no? Because I was going to say,
she is so sharp, she's not very mobile. So she has bad legs, but very sharp. I mean, she is with it.
I was going to say we could recycle old past, editions, but I guess if she's real smart,
Like 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler, just keep on giving her the same paper. Yeah. Now, for Ginny B, my mom's mom, that would totally work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Okay, Regis Philbin passed away over the weekend. 88 years old, legendary talk show host. I loved Reed back in the day. I mean, basically when I was in middle school, I would come home, I'd watch like Days of Our Lives. I'd watch like Regis and Kathy Lee at the time.
Yes.
Died of heart disease, apparently. So like natural causes.
Now, I told you I was very sad about it. And I loved Kelly Ripa's tribute to him. And you go, why? It was natural causes. Let the man go. I was like, oh, sorry.
Well, you go, oh, it's very sad. I'm like, really? He's 88.
It's very sad.
Yeah, what a life.
I mean, what a life. I know. And it was natural causes. It wasn't COVID. God forbid it was like coronavirus.
I was telling you that I have a really funny story about Joy Philbin, who is Regis's wife. And so
Do tell, Sarah.
I have the most random celebrity stories.
You have the most random.
The most random. So, you know, when I left Hot 99.5, however many years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, I moved to New York, right? But anyway, I never really actually ended up working too much in New York because my mom got sick. I was working for my Gunkles out at their interior design business. So one day we get this call. My Uncle George had said, okay, I believe Regis Philbin's wife is coming in. She wants to order some furniture. So I'm like, okay, no problem. And George had to be somewhere, right? So Joy Philbin is in her Mercedes, calls me at the front desk and wants me to give her step-by-step instructions on how to get from like Darien, Connecticut to like Stamford, Connecticut to this store. I'm thinking to myself, I've only lived here like 3 months. Yeah. So she was like, can you just tell my assistant, speak to my assistant. So the assistant's like, yeah, could you let us know? Like, we're on 95 South. What do we do now? And I'm like,
what?
Exit 12. Take a right. Take a left. They're like, we took a right. We took a left. We're right back where we started. I'm like, okay. So anyway, like 2 hours later, they roll into the showroom and Joy Philbin comes in. She goes, I want to speak to the woman at the front desk that gave me those horrible instructions. And I said, hi, Joy, it's me. And she goes, you are one of the worst instruction people I have ever encountered. And I'm thinking to myself, bitch, you're driving a brand new fucking Mercedes. Can't you and your assistant type in the address? Like, what am I, a human Garmin? Like, no.
Well, also, don't you have like Google Maps on your computer, or is this pre all of that day?
No, this was only 5 years ago when people like had GPS in their cars.
Okay, well, you know how sometimes those people, they don't know how to like put it together, or they're also driving. So why didn't you just look it up on your computer and then just give her step by step? Also, did you know that this was Mrs. Regis?
I did know it was Joy, and I was just like, I don't know. You know, like I think I did pull up a Google map, and at some point I was like, all right, southbound exit 12. Like, but then
good
you know,
for you, Sarah.
Anyway, she was not happy. I don't know that she ordered furniture or not. I think that did her in when I couldn't give her the verbal instructions.
Was your gunkle pissed? I would have been like, you idiot, Sarah. We could have sold her like 15 arm tables.
That's the cool part about George. He's, you know, because he's designed a lot. Victor Cruz's house, George did. So he's just
stop.
Like,
no way.
Yes, for real. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we'll use your connections to get Victor on the show.
Oh, you know what? I will, actually. Okay, I'll see if we can get Victor on. At the time, though, Victor Cruz was just like a former NFL player. So I was like, oh, what are we going to talk to him about? George is so c'est la vie, though. He's like, whatever. Oh, well, there'll be another celebrity. Adios,
well, I'm
Joy.
Sure, but still, we want to interview them.
Oh, well, did you want to interview Joy? Because that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I think we passed up that. Let's get her reactions on the passing of her husband, Sarah. Do you think you can get her on?
Probably not. Although I bet she won't forget that. I bet if I called her up and said, hey,
it's
Joy,
true.
Sarah Fraser here, you know, I gave you those horrible instructions 5 years ago and you reamed me out. She'd be like, I know exactly who you are. Like,
say, let's let bygones be bygones. You want to be friends again? Come on the show.
Come on the show. Anyway, so RIP to one of the greatest talk show hosts ever. You're excited about this. Paris Hilton, you know, September 14th, she's launching her YouTube documentary. And I haven't quite figured out, is it like a four-part series or is it a one-hour documentary about her life?
Couldn't tell you either way.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I'm going to watch it.
So she apparently is going to be revealing major trauma from her past, from her life. Also that her, you know, her accent was put on. She's going to be revealing like her business adventures, like everything behind the scenes. So are you curious like what her trauma could be?
She said it was at boarding school when she was in her teen years. If I had to guess, I would think bullying. Now, I don't want to assume anything. I'm just trying to think of things that would happen at a boarding school. It could. I'm not going to get into it. But you know what I'm thinking,
well,
right? It's like boarding school, young kids.
You can think the worst. And certainly all these years we've known Paris, I have never heard of any, like, you know, anything trauma like that coming out, right? I mean,
right.
You know, when she first said that, I'm thinking, wasn't it one of the times that those kids broke into her house and I think she'd left all the Pomeranes to shit, like, all over the place or whatever? And then didn't they let one out? So I'm thinking the trauma is, like, did one of those Pomeranians run away? Because I feel like for years there she had all the dogs, but she never watched them.
Yes. No, she has like 15 Pomeranians. I don't.
That's Bambi. And this is Sugar Plum. This is Cinnamon. And I love all of them.
You do?
And you're
really?
Like, what?
Well, why are there turds in the corners of all of your house? Like, how about spend some time like training them?
Yes. How about sending those dogs up to doggy daycare? Paris Hilton. All right. So what do you think her trauma is about?
Oh, I'm sure it'll be revealing. I imagine it's something more like sexual assault or something like that that happened to her, I guess. And she's just probably never told it.
I do find it interesting that she's never shared it. And she says that she didn't know who she was until this documentary. The producer of the documentary was so good at asking her questions. And she finally was able to go inside her own head and discover who Paris, the heiress, really is.
Isn't she damn near 40? It took her that
yes.
long to figure out who she is.
Yes, Sarah, she is damn near 40. And that's what surprises me. It's like the millions of dollars didn't help you discover who you are, because it would have helped me. It would have hit a couple nerves up here.
I mean, I will watch, and mostly I'll watch because obviously we cover pop culture and you're interested, but I can't say I'm all that fascinated by Paris Hilton anymore.
I think it's amazing that she still looks like she's 20. Am I still frozen?
Yes, you're totally frozen.
Can you hear me?
I can, but I definitely cannot see you. I mean, you're frozen in one position.
God, yes, I see it too. At least I didn't have a double chin in that one. Thank God.
I think she's trying to make a comeback with the DJ thing, and you said she's gonna hold virtual raves now. I mean, who wants to do Molly at their house by themselves and then log on and watch her DJ? Hell
well,
no.
The crazy thing is she's starting her own VR entire experience, so you'll be able to go to a rave, but you'll be at your house and she'll be on stage also doing virtual reality in her home.
I guess. I mean, is that what people want to do? You know?
I have no idea. Well, now with times of COVID, it's almost like she predicted coronavirus.
Okay. I mean, again, like I said, like, are you, I mean, I feel like the whole point is that you go and like you rage and people are always messed up at raves. Like I've been to one at Echo Stage and I was sober and it was just a really odd experience.
Obviously, yeah, you don't go to rave sober. That's your biggest first mistake there.
Well, you know what? I mean, honestly.
You know, I think you needed me at your younger age. I think that one thing we have as a problem in our relationship is that I needed to see you at my age, at 25. We needed to be besties.
I'm so grateful that we didn't. Are you kidding? I'd be the Lindsay Lohan of our group. I'd be living on some foreign island trying to get sober while, you know, running like a dead-end bar. Like, I mean, that would be complete. And see, that's to me, like, I want that life of Paris, because I had always read, you know, remember in the day Paris hung out with Britney, with Lindsay,
yes.
Nicole Richie, and I had always heard that Paris was sort of the ringleader and the bull, like she kind of bullied them all into like going out, doing drugs, like being with the paparazzi, and then they all, you know, because I don't believe she's friends with Nicole Richie much anymore.
No.
I don't think she's friends with Lindsay Lohan. So are we going to get the true Paris? That's what I want to know.
I'm ready for the biggest announcement ever, and guess what it's going to be? Yeah, that like she doesn't know how to take care of her dogs. It's
Cinnamon
not going to be anything.
Is pregnant, and Cinnamon's going to give birth to 4 raving puppies.
Anyway, September 14th. I've tuned in for this.
Are we?
Yeah, we
have
need something really big.
Is this on regular YouTube or YouTube Red? Hero Breads. Oh my gosh, chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. 10 years ago, I lost 60 pounds mindful eating, and today I have kept the weight off. I never think about food. I never count calories. Honey, I don't even use one of those darn trackers or apps. I live with food freedom, and I want that for you if you are ready and you want it. And that's where My Optimal Body comes into play. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment, and be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment, plus a bonus free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for a customized plan. That is myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Why I wanted to partner with Dr. Applin is because he is a doctor that gets to the cellular and gut reason of why you can't lose weight and keep it off. They also work with your mental capacity as well. So many of us are emotional eaters. They address that, and their clients see long-term success. If you are ready to lose weight, keep it off, and you don't want to do crazy Ozempic, myoptimalbody.com and tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12 and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on. All right. You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life. Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of 5-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes 2 to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20.
Her own YouTube channel, which is very smart marketing. She says that she wants to make it, her goal in life is to make $1 billion. Oh. Like $300 million is not enough for her. Her family of millions is not enough. She wants to make money on her own because when she retires, she doesn't know if she can live off of hundreds of millions of dollars.
Wow. What? I mean, now that's trauma. Now, there you go.
Drama.
All right, let's bring on our friend, Dr. Brian. So we love Dr. Brian. You guys were introduced to him about a month ago when he was on the show. We were talking about like knee health, because obviously all of you wear like heels. And if you're in your 20s and 30s, all the damage that we do to our bodies in our 20s and 30s begin to like show up later in our 40s. So Dr. Brian was giving us tips. Well, today he's talking about how your health impacts relationships at work and romantic relationships, which I think is so important, because right now through COVID, you know, everything is so, we're not seeing our coworkers, we're virtually dating. It's really, really tough. So I'm curious to see how we're connecting A to Z. So where's Dr. Brian? Let's bring him on.
From Good morning.
Dr. Brian!
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm recovering from the trauma of the whole Paris Hilton thing here.
Aren't you? Yes.
Yes, totally. You guys spent, what, 15 minutes on that or less? I think.
Oh my God, was it 15?
I'm going to ask for those minutes back. No, it was only like 2 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Should give people a refund.
Yes, I agree. Well, hopefully we can make up for it in the next 3 minutes with our conversation.
We'll bring them back.
Okay, good. We're not going to talk about billions. We're going to talk about ourselves. Is that okay?
Even better. Yeah, we love talking about that. That's like our favorite subject.
I'm going to talk about you guys.
All right. Yes. We love that. Okay, so painarthritisrelief.com is the website. I want to put that out there because you guys are accepting new patients. You're chiropractic. Yes. You also help people if you've been injured in a work accident, car accident, anything like that. You all have state-of-the-art equipment. It's amazing. I've been there. I've seen Tony. You all do like x-rays when you walk in. It's really full body. You take care of people. So you are accepting new patients and you accept almost all insurance. Yes?
Yes. I'll give the super quick elevator pitch. So our mission is to create a wow experience for you and inspire you to create a better health and well-being. So, and that comes from physical pain to, you know, we don't do psychology per se, but it all plays a role, and romantic relationships, work relationships, and how you relate to yourself plays a role in pain. So we offer chiropractic, physical therapy, acupuncture, and holistic medicine all under one roof. Yes, we accept insurance, take Medicare for abuela and everyone else in an age range from nose to toes. We can help you with physical pain. However, what interests me just in my own evolution is the relationship that I've cultivated to myself and how that plays out as a leader, how it plays out as a father, how it plays out in romantic relationships. So all of that, you know, I don't have like a regimented bullet pointed idea of what we can talk about, because this is a really important topic, because we can sit here and say, okay, this is what I've done and here are the stupidest dates, because I think you had actually asked me that and I forgot to pull that back. That was a month ago already, I think.
Audience, yes. Well, I mean, really, I don't know if you followed the comments when you were on last time, but mostly people were interested in if you were single, and I think you actually made a comment that you weren't dating and people were very upset by that. And basically, yes, and the other comments were really not appropriate.
So yes. I didn't show any of them.
They were pretty funny. I shared them with some friends and family, so I appreciate some of the boldness of specifically some of the women that commented below. So I liked it, and it was good. So
all right, talk to us about, okay, so I'm assuming the obvious, right? If you're in pain all the time, whether it's from a car accident or it was from like a sports injury, I mean, you're never going to really perform at 100, even like if you're on a date or at work, right? But how else, like what other elements of health really lead to like you being fully present and who you're meant to be at work, for example?
Well, I think that's what it comes down to, the word being fully present. And because we have so many distractions coming at us all the time. Yeah. And I if I could leave you guys and the audience with any tidbits, any pearls of wisdom here, would be to actually, the concept of awareness or the concept of noticing, right? So pain is there for a reason, right? Like I have knee pain because something's chronically damaged, or I'm eating foods that are bad, even noticing how you respond to foods is an element of how you can take control of your own health. And I think this is really important, because we give up. We go limp and just die out and say, doctor, you do everything. Tell me what to do. I'll listen to you. I'll take this drug and I'll go to this person. I'll do that. However, it's your meat suit. It's your body. it's your body that's dysfunctioning and in pain. So we have to really focus on awareness and noticing what's going on inside. And we could go super deep into noticing our emotions and things like that while we're dating, like that gut feeling that this dude doesn't work for me right now.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna stay in there and I'm gonna buy him. Like, I've done this myself. I've been on a date and I was like, this is wrong from the first freaking second. And I don't know why I'm staying here, because I didn't know how to deliver the message, like, hey, this just doesn't feel good. And so maybe you guys can help me. Like, what would be the best delivery for me to say, you know, this just ain't jiving? I don't know.
Well, don't you think it comes with maturity and, like, and I think too, like you said, awareness. But for me, I finally got to the point where, first of all, I had to like value my own time. So I used to go into dating, like before I met Dan, I'd be like, oh, you know, I'll just like see where the night goes. And I would spend 4.5 or 5 hours. And then these guys at the end would tell me that they were still married with 18 fucking kids and just wanted to know if they could buy me shoes and I could wear them on the next date. And I'm thinking to myself, what is wrong with me, right? So I think it's about having some confidence in yourself and your time. So I had gotten to the point where it was like, I do value myself and my time. And so it's like, hey, let's go. We don't have to always meet at night and like go for a drink and go for dinner. It's like, hey, let's go grab coffee and lunch and see if there's actually a connection there. And I think I had somebody dump me the best way ever. And ever since then, I became more confident. He actually, so we went back and forth and back and forth. I think we went out once. And yeah, exactly. I knew like he was not going to be the right fit. But, you know, I didn't want to say that, you know, because he was a really nice guy. And I thought, well, you know, I got to give him a chance, like maybe the next time. So we went back and forth, I'm going to say 3 or 4 times. I could never schedule a time, or we would schedule a time to get together. Then I'd cancel, he'd cancel. So he sent me this really nice text and he goes, hey, you know, I think you're a really great person, but it should never be this hard to see somebody that you potentially care about. And I'm like, oh my God, just this light bulb went off. And so ever since then, I just basically would copy and paste his text when I would go out with somebody.
That works. I found it's like the ambivalence, right? It's like that when I was like playing around with online dating during when the quarantine hit, and then I had to shut it all off because I was like emotional Tylenol for these women that I was talking to, and I was just like, dude, I don't like, I'm not gonna be able to see you, and I just don't have space or time for a text relationship, so I need to just cut it off.
How did they take that when you did that?
I've had some people, I've had some women get pissed off and some people really appreciate it. And, you know, it's like, I've got to stand for what's true. And when I've learned as I've matured and aged, and also using these, I think these concepts are really important of self-awareness of really how we operate. And let's take it from the work perspective, right? If you're in a shitty mood or you've had some bad stuff happen at work, and then you come in, you play that all out on your coworkers without letting them know, like, hey, you know, like I had a really rough weekend with my kids. Monday's going to be a little rocky for me. I'm asking for a little bit of space. So I think one of the best books that I could suggest is a book called Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. I don't know if you guys have ever read that.
No.
Huge, awesome book on, you know, there's so many topics we can talk about. I don't know how much time we got, but basically most of our conversations and the way we've been taught about dialogue is people down and negate many things that we're saying. So really, I mean, the word, your integrity, the word that comes out of your mouth, the consciousness behind actually speaking what you mean and deserve versus reacting from that traumatic space. Most of us, you know, our personalities are formulated by getting all these traumas built up over a period of time when we're kids, and we're just reacting from the past.
Yes.
So the key first step, if we could take it back, because it's like we could get into spirituality, psychology, philosophy, whatever, but just start noticing what the hell's going on, right?
Right.
I am angry or I am sad. I feel angry. I feel sad.
Right.
So all these things are really important. Now, as a dude, I was taught, you don't have feelings. You can't cry. I'm not going to say the word because it's, you know.
Well, you're welcome to say it on our show. As you know,
I'm trying not to use them. My daughter even uses them. Like, it's like the most powerful thing on the planet. Men have started wars over the P word. It can go either direction, right?
Got it.
it's really interesting to see. You have to just start paying attention to what's on the inside. And it's really, really helpful because we have just to slow down.
Yeah.
And breathe. So next time I come on, we'll do some breathing exercises. We'll sit.
Yeah, why aren't we doing those right now? Wait, can you take us through an easy one? Because this is all part of your practice. You know, what's amazing about you, I think, and pain arthritis relief is it is multi-layer, right? And one of the things, whether it's therapy, psychotherapy, whatever therapy you go to, right? Mine was mindful eating and living that totally changed my life. Everybody needs therapy is my philosophy because No matter, even if you had great parents, it's just life. Like life happens. There's trauma. Trauma happens to them and your parents and then they change and that impacts you. So It's like you have to keep working on yourself always. And then there becomes the health component of how important it is to go and like have a chiropractic adjustment. Even if you don't have pain, it's just there's so much going on in our bodies and our bodies take on so much that just coming to see you is a whole nother, you know, element. And then when you feel great, you can have amazing relationships.
Well, people think they go to psychotherapy because something's wrong. I think like therapy needs to look that type of therapy needs to be looked at as like, because you're human and you think and you have feelings, here's a better way to learn how to deal with it. And also realize that feelings, right? Where do you feel them? They occur up here.
Oh, they're everywhere in the body.
They're in your body. They're embodied. So it's the integration of both those things that allows you to get to a higher level of health. And my intention is to teach children younger than us, younger than AJ also, so we can learn how to integrate these things in our lives. I talk about sex and drugs with my kids all the time and they're embarrassed, but I don't really care. My parents didn't talk about anything with me.
Yeah.
I had to screw up a lot to figure out and you know, cause trauma and receive trauma in order to figure out, you know, what's the best way, what feels best for me on the inside. I don't know if I lost my point here.
No. I think it's good. I mean, I think it'd be fun. Like, I don't know if you have a short breathing exercise you could take us through, like right now, I think that'd be a great way to leave our listeners today.
Do you work with teens? Yes, we do work with teens and hip pain, back pain. We work with them all the time. Just these ladies that I had to reach. Okay, so I'm going to teach you a technique. And it's actually, It's something that we've adopted in our practice. And it's easier to do when you're laying down. So I'm going to tease this because it's called True Breath. And there's a book that's coming out that my business partner created. And we implement this in all of our practices. And it's called The Unseen Science of Overcoming Stress Moment by Moment. And the breathing technique is called True Breath. And really, I'm gonna give a very quick version because I want you guys just to practice this. And so the key to breath work really is feeling breathing. You're actually gonna open your eyes. Yeah, okay. There you go. So sit in a nice square position, and I want you to put your hands on your belly, like right above your, even below, like one hand below your belly button, one on your belly. Because most of the times when we breathe, we're doing this, right? So just take a breath in, both of you guys breathe in. Yeah, and you can see where both of you are trained. You can let it out. To breathe into your chest. Now, physiologically, what happens is we get a feeling in our body physiologically, and then it spurs a thought or a feeling in the mind, and we connect that to our past, right? So when you're breathing through your belly, it actually allows you to be present. Now, we use the concept of reflex I'm going to show you. So now I want you to put your hand on your belly, right, below your belly button.
Okay.
And really try and breathe into there. It's a much different experience, right? Because we're just focused on not having a big belly and doing that. But that's where the true breath comes from. So you can expand the breath into the belly. And I want you to, so the next time we do this, we're going to take a deep breath in through the nose. And you're going to hold it in. And now as soon as you're going to keep holding, as soon as you feel like you need to let that air out, I want you to take another sip of air in. And then breathe out. There you go. Did I make a funny face too? Because yours was funny.
No.
She's still holding her breath. Wait, if Sarah passes out, somebody in that room's got to wake her up.
Wait, I didn't have the moment where I need to take another.
I'm gonna eventually, as we go on. I didn't intend to like unleash this yet because all of our products are not out yet, but they're coming out soon. So. The key is really it's the frequency duration of when you do this. Because like, have either of you sat and meditated for 20 minutes straight?
Never. In a while.
Excuse my language. It's fucking hard. And like just in life and all the things we have coming at us to sit for 20 minutes and like, what do I think? What do I say? What do I do? How do I not itch my nose? All those things. So with True Breath, you're actually able to do this on a moment-to-moment basis. So the next time today, later today, so when you're feeling anxious, and you feel that pit in your stomach is anxious or you know, you're stressed about something, to get yourself grounded and actually sit in your chair. It's better when you're laying down. Can't always do that, but when you're at your desk here. So you breathe in. And the key is that with that reflex, when you're about to, when you want to breathe out and get, you know, take more air in, or excuse me, when you want to let the air out, breathe in one more time and then let the air out. So it's, you're holding. And when you feel the need to breathe out, breathe in again. So it can be used on a moment-to-moment basis. I'll, as we continue our relationship and your relationship with yourselves and vice versa, I'll come up with, I got some stuff to hand out to your audience, stuff like that.
Okay. So, okay. They're loving this. Awesome. People are asking where you are located. Obviously, painarthritisrelief.com is the website. You're located in Rockville. You're taking on new patients.
Yes.
You guys have this whole 360 holistic way of looking at health. Even if you don't have, I think we spend a lot of time talking about you and say, oh, you know, if you have pain. But the truth is people need to come see you even if they don't have pain for maintenance, preventative, and overall health, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
For sure. And that's it's a full spectrum holistic look at things. So we don't do no drugs, no surgery. And it's I think it's just part of a changing, moving trend in healthcare in general, is that we actually listen and
yes.
and your safety is more important. Like, you have to feel safe in an environment, you're meeting new practitioners and all that stuff. So
okay, Dr. Brian, everyone's in love with you. Oh, hell yeah. Dr. Brian is back. Thank you, Andy. All right. Okay, I think our audience loves exercises. So when you come on next time, can we do some fun exercises that people can do at home?
Yes.
Okay, these are
and,
great.
And by the time I'm on next month, I'll have a book for you and a link to all this work, because we're coming up with a boot camp and an online boot camp. So this stuff, you know, COVID has given us the opportunity to start building an online platform. So and it's all under the Unseen Science. So I'll let you know. For
okay,
sure.
Terrific.
Next time is movement.
Now, what's the deal? Okay. One last question. Are you still single? Are you doing any virtual dates? Are you just doing you?
I'm just doing me.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just doing me. You keep asking me that, and I'll share.
Audience wants to do you, so I'm just finding it's my job to inquire.
I want to inspire your audience for better health and well-being. We'll save the dating offline. I'm happy to share.
All right. Well, look, we adore you. Dr. Brian, we'll see you again in a few weeks. In the meantime, if you have questions about your health, Dr. Brian, what is your personal Instagram? And of course, you can follow their business, Pain Arthritis Relief, across all socials.
Dr. Brian Paris. I'm on Instagram, and that's the best way to find me.
And people can ask you questions about them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Bye, Dr. Brian. We'll see you soon.
Bye, Dr. Brian.
Thank you. See you guys soon. Thank you.
You guys are amazing. We'll have a brand new show for you tomorrow. In the meantime, head to iTunes and give 5 stars to this Hey Frasier podcast. Tell us what you love about the show. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be dishing more on our personal lives tomorrow. I'll tell you all about my move. Yes. Where I moved to, why. The whole scope.
The whole scope and more. Scope. Love you guys.
Bye, everybody. Love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Yes, bye.
Bye.